But that set up one of the biggest fights that everybody thought Diego is definitely going to whip Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah.
Tim, I remember seeing that fight. I said, Floyd is in trouble.
I thought Diego was going to beat Floyd up.
I said, he's in trouble.
I thought Floyd was going to get his ass whooped on that fight night. But, man, he pulled a rabbit out the hat. And it's going to show you how smart he is. He ring smart. He played him all the way down to the test. He played him.
Now, here's the thing, Tim. Floyd Mayweather has never been really a big puncher. In my mind, all I could think was Diego was a weight drain.
I'm going to tell you something, though, man. If you look at Floyd Mayweather when he fought Arturo Gatti, dead weight shots,
mm-hmm.
A little determination, focus,
mm-hmm.
dead weight shots. I'm going to reach for him, and every punch I throw, I got to make it count.
Right.
He did it to Arturo Gatti, and he did it to Diego Corrales.
Right.
Dead weight shots. And I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Those two fights, Floyd was not supposed to win. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But that's what makes Roger Mayweather one hell of a trainer, because he won two fights he really wasn't supposed to win.
Right.
That's what makes a good trainer, when he go take a fighter mm-hmm. and go win, besides being a good teacher of
yeah.
basics and fundamentals, defense, footwork, and balance.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, what makes a good trainer is when he can take a fighter and go win the fights he's supposed to win and go win the fights he's not supposed to win.
Right.